Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode, another very, very precious episode. Thank the Most High that we're back again for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Myah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Again, so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. And indeed, I thank you all for listening. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me directly, that for his cause I have some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he told me that indeed I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection, his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, I said some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Well, brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's been much truth. That the rulers of this earth, and the multitude of their differences, start to hide from the peoples. Think about it. There wouldn't be 45,000 denominations across 280 nations. All declaring something different. All saying that in some way they were salvation. If my brothers and sisters, all people had considered the truth. In other words, there's only one truth, one salvation. One expectation, my brothers and sisters, unto genuine righteousness. One expectation, my brothers and sisters, true. To all the Most High himself decreed. You, my brothers and sisters, true to all the Most High himself decreed will be peace. Yes, indeed, the peace unto mankind. Truth of the matter, that for all men have imagined, there's always been only one salvation. There's always been only one path, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said from the beginning, for sure. Or dare we believe that the words of the many, the mass of this world's diversitudes, dare we say the words of all, simply because they have, as they say, called upon the name of the Most High. I didn't say called upon his name with instruction, or even having been faithful, or even having heard from him, dare men say, and just having called upon his name, the Most High has sanctioned the various thoughts, various ideals, various opinions, even all the multitude of misadministrations of men. Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that a multitude of variant paths, seeming wise to you, the many people, shall we say that they all have been true to the will of one? Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that simply because men have spoken whatever they would, the Most High should be true to all the requests of men in their variant ideals, oftentimes selfish and contentious differences? Is it possible, my brothers and sisters, possible that the Most High will call a holy covenant all the variant differences of man? Should we say that all these diverse doctrines are a holy covenant unto him, a true witness and testimony as to what the Most High himself said that he would uphold? No, the scriptures tell us Messiah will ultimately come saying, The varying thoughts of men have not been his thoughts, nor have the varying ways of men been his ways. Something very powerful about his word. I said the word of the Most High versus all the varying ideals seeming wise to men. Most High says his word should not return to him void. His word should not be vain, counted vain, my brothers and sisters. In everything, all the particulars of what the Most High has declared. In fact, the scripture says with perfect faithfulness, he shall perform all that he has spoken. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, his word should not return to him void, but shall accomplish all that for which he has sent it. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that if that one pure, perfect, cumulative way is hid from mankind, hid from the minds of men, men not able to discern what indeed is that one path, because of the multitude of variant differences seeming wise to men, then the end result of it all, my brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves, what men have chosen to call religious freedom, has it truly been so? Or has it been, my brothers and sisters, men not discerning what to believe, oftentimes even persecuted and found strange by the masses for walking after a pattern unseemly to the status quo? Shall we say, my brothers and sisters, that men walking after the dictates of what men have created, men have declared, men have said is wise, while so often completely unaware what the Most High has said? So men say, my brothers and sisters, that they are free, believe they are free. My brothers and sisters, not even knowing what to believe. Think about it. So men in this society that touts religious freedom, so it says, so many diverse ideals, people oftentimes just simply choose to presume themselves wise rather than face the horror of realizing that they have known so little, have oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, well, let's just say that needs to be asked the question. What have men desired? Has it been rulers who have flattered them to death? Rulers who flatter them to death, or do they want the truth? In order to face the truth, man is going to have to come to the realization that he has not known so much of what he has thought he has known. Who told you were free, my brothers and sisters? Free? Who told you so? You ever stop to consider that in a society where so many diverse ideas are entertained, men not realizing that every lie they believe has been an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth? The end result of this, my brothers and sisters, has been that there has been something that has gone unchallenged. I said there has been a premise, by and large, in this society that has gone in many ways unchallenged. And that is, if you will, my brothers and sisters, the supposed right on the part of those in places of power. Right to contrive whatever they will, fling it upon the populace, to exploit them whichever way they will. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? To exploit the masses whatever way they will. And even my brothers and sisters go as far as to, because these are elected officials, not saying that they are true to what the Most High has declared, not in neither foundation nor expectation. Because men, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes have not discerned what is the reality. End result, my brothers and sisters, they say they have a right to suppose whatever they will. If the people are willing to buy it, they say it's legal for them to sell it. Brothers and sisters, is this the freedom that's promised in the scriptures? Or is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have been in bondage and have loved that it be so? I ask again, which of men preferred, the truth or the right to be flattered whichever way they will, and have others afflicted by the constant spread of misconceit, position, presumptuousness? My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us as a command, should not take the name of the Most High in vain, which means you should not intermingle his name as if he was associated with any man's partial perception. Demanding then, my brothers and sisters, we call upon his name. We must seek him for inspiration. I said we must seek him for a word directly from him, to be guided by him, to be led by him, to be refined and restored, and indeed what is righteousness, by him. If we seek anything else, my brothers and sisters, it's neither for our good, nor is it for the mutual beneficence of our people. But however, my brothers and sisters, in that men have sanctioned so many diverse ideologies, what is it that really have sanctioned, my brothers and sisters, but a multitude of cages after which men are constantly, in so many ways, misguided? What do the scriptures have to say, my brothers and sisters, about what it is that the Most High has foreordained that will guide his people back to him? How many truly know? How many truly know, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures say must occur, that all that will be confirmed true as Israel, all will be confirmed true as the people of the Most High? May indeed, my brothers and sisters, I said, may indeed be found in all ways true unto him. How many have known, my brothers and sisters? I promise you, there's no question about it, that what the Most High declared unto salvation has not been a plan that most have realized to be so, or the conditions, the real conditions of it. Or do we dare say that men have had right expectation and even a holy covenant? We consecrated unto the Most High after all the differing ideals of man? A holy covenant, a brother and sister, after the differing ideas of man? How do you get differing ideas out of what is, after what is holy? What is consecrated after the mind of him who is one? It simply is impossible. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, men have often said that they've been under a new covenant. A new covenant. Is the Most High ever changed? No. Scripture says Messiah himself is one who will declare one day, according to Isaiah 48 and John 1 and 1, one who will declare from the beginning, from the creation, there is he, from the beginning, to show you the way that you should go, which means the way that the Most High declared is from the very beginning. How do you get a new covenant that's changed from what the Most High declared from the beginning? When Messiah said himself, even in the book of Revelation, he is called the first and the last, in other words, the promise of the Father from the beginning. I said the promise of the Father from the beginning. It never changed. He says he's the Most High. He changes not in Malachi. Though men have declared all manner of differences to be somehow good in the sight of the Most High, as if the Most High delights in such. The scriptures tell us in Malachi the Messiah comes as the one whom, for whom you should be seeking, who will restore righteousness as of old, as in former years. How then, my brothers and sisters, the men scattered among the nations, amongst a multitude of varying contentions, how have men, my brothers and sisters, looked for a new covenant rather than, my brothers and sisters, the restoration of a covenant? If they told you have a new covenant, my brothers and sisters, and it's in some manner of antipathy against what Most High declared from the beginning, men, my brothers and sisters, have only covenanted themselves against the unchanging one. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to discern that? Messiah never made a command that men should turn aside from what the Most High declared in the Law and the Prophets. In fact, in the book of Matthew, if we read closely, 5:14-24. He says, if you allow anyone to turn you against the law and the prophets to make you foolish, and turn against what is commanded in the law and the prophets, and not to realize the need to seek what is contained in the law and the prophets, under their full fruition, he says, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. You never come under kingdom conscience. Shall no case enter the kingdom of Yah. If anyone seeks to dissuade his brother against what is that conscience, what is that expectation, he said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed the faith, that faith in Yah is after the vicissitudes of man? Simply doesn't make sense. I can only tell you, Psalms 14, Psalms 53, tells us. I said Psalm 14, Psalm 53 tells us. The Most High, speaking of these latter days, he says he has looked upon the children of men to see if there were anyone who did understand. See if there were any that did understand, that did seek Yah. One scripture says, there's none that does good, none righteous, no, not one. Abominable and corrupt are they. They no longer recognize evildoers who devour my people like bread. Scripture says he would therefore have to devour, destroy, crush the bones. Hypocrites, misrepresentatives. Well, my brothers and sisters, how else shall the Most High restore a covenant when the people have been compelled to trust and believe in those who have only been falsehood and deceivers? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, do not believe that a variant worldly status quo is the covenant the Most High gave unto Israel. In fact, if anything, my brothers and sisters, this very status quo is what Rome one time called Pax Romana, the preservation of a multitude of varied ideals that men might continually exploit, disconcert, confuse, divide, exploit the people in their lack of understanding and in their pride, my brothers and sisters, false pride, whereby so many, my brothers and sisters, have not even been willing to truthfully hear the gospel. I said, my brothers and sisters, many are they who are so devout about preserving the varying misconceits of man. I said the various misconceits, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious of man, that my brothers and sisters, they'd rather believe a lie, they'd rather uphold a lie for the sake of personal pride than believe the truth that would set them or their brethren free. And in such premises, my brothers and sisters, that men have sought to uphold, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you there is no love. In the book of Yehuda, they call Jude, we are warned that we must contend, or we were told, our forefathers of old were told, contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints, knowing surely according to what's written also in 2 Thessalonians, and it has long ago occurred, there'll be a turn away from the faith in the one Most High after all the multitude of varying intrusions of man. It said those who believe the lies, the pretenses shall be damned. Said those who had not a love of the truth, but preferred unrighteousness, sought to be justified after unrighteousness, less than consideration of all the Most High has declared, after their injustice, inequity, shall be found not even to have ever known the truth of Messiah. Scripture says those who believe the lies, the pretense, having no love of the truth, would be damned. Having not the love of the truth by which they could be saved. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We must understand. I said we must understand. I said we must understand that a love of the truth, a love of what the discipline that comes from the Most High, is an absolute mandate. I said an absolute mandate unto the entrance of his kingdom. And we were warned in the book of Judah. The rulers, my brothers and sisters, yes, your rulers and the multitude of their differences, disconcerting the masses, each one looking for a niche after which he could mislead the masses. Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, they would turn men from the righteousness of Yah, return men from the truth, Turn them from the gift of the Most High, the knowledge of the truth, that whereby men might exceed exploitation, worldly exploitation. You say they would turn men away from the grace, the gift of Yah, the knowledge of what is divine law, and turn them toward licentiousness, lawlessness, self-righteousness, selfish ambition. And the scripture says those who turn toward such, it said at one time you knew this, that after having delivered his people, teaching them his law, his grace, the gift that is from him. My brothers and sisters, you don't discern divine law after the thoughts of men. He said he would write his law upon the minds and the hearts, therefore deliver his people from those who misinterpret, misadminister. You don't learn the law of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, but by the gift of the Most High, because many take that word and misinterpret it all kind of manner of different ways. But that's not what's necessary to regather a people unto the one Most High. Scripture says one time you knew this, that those who turned toward unbelief after the Most High delivered them, he destroyed. So the scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, we need to consider this. 45,000 denominations. Does the scriptures say, broad is the road that leads to life, or did it say broad is the road that leads to destruction? Did it say narrow is the road that leads to life, or narrow is the road that leads to destruction? Or did he say, broad is the road that leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, and few are they that find it? Which means to find it, you have to see beyond the false prophets. You have to see beyond the false rulers. You have to discern the will of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, himself, beyond all the misconceits that men have established, calling upon his name, but not to cause men to walk truthfully according to divine will. We must awaken, my brothers and sisters, to discern beyond the mass illusion. I said we must awaken to discern beyond the mass illusion, for indeed, without question, in the world which we live today, many are the paths that have led to destruction. For my brother and sister, the road that leads to life. What does the scripture say in the book of Isaiah in the 59th chapter concerning these latter days? Where peace men have not known. Men have made for themselves crooked paths. And they who walk therein should not know peace. But my brothers and sisters, if your leaders were to tell you what the scriptures actually say about the varying ideals seeming wise to men today, most would not be prepared to believe, because quite frankly, most are more concerned for their own hide than they are the sanctity of a holy kingdom after which there can truly be life, truth, peace, and justice. But I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, that anyone who will seek to preserve personal pride after his own ideals, not seeking what is necessary to bring forth truthfully the kingdom of Yah, will never be confirmed as a true servant of the One Most High. In fact, the scriptures tell us whoever seeks to save his life or seeks to save his personal pride and ideals. Hey, what it seems to be justified before men. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, will seek to save his life shall lose it. Whoever loses life for the sake of the gospel, the word beyond all the nations, even the word, my brothers and sisters, that all the nations have hated. Whoever will seek the word, my brothers and sisters, that the whole world has despised. And not be ashamed. These are they, my brothers and sisters, who should gain life eternal. For the Most High has already told us that his ways are not like the variant ways of men. The variant ways of men, brothers and sisters, are unsure. The true word and the thoughts of the Most High are certain. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who realize what this means. That for people to be brought back to the Most High, absolutely without question, requires that sure discretion. I said sure and pure, perfect discretion, must be restored to our people beyond all the misconceits that seem to be advantageous after the misdesigns of ruling entities that never cared at all, my brothers and sisters, for the genuine knowledge of the truth. Think about it. You really say they support so many of the variant ideas, the wise, amidst their constituencies among the nations. And the scriptures already tell you that the double-minded man, book of Jacob, book of they call it James, didn't already tell you that the double-minded man, let him not think he received anything from Yah, whoever would seek to uphold variant, diverse, perverse, contentious, diametrically opposed even ideas. Let him not think they receive anything from Yah. Because such a man who does not want what is the absolute, my brothers and sisters, can always only be one who misleads. And the Most High, my brothers and sisters, desires that none, it is not the desire of the Most High that anyone, let's put it that way, would mislead anyone using his name. The scripture says anyone who does such should not be counted blameless. In fact, so much scripture says, we read scriptures like the book of Malachi, book of Zechariah, Malachi 3rd, not 1st, 2nd, 3rd, wow, always the 4th. Zechariah, 13th chapter, Zechariah 10. Isaiah, so much scripture throughout the book of Isaiah, 40th through the 66th chapter, 41st chapter in particular. A couple good places to look at, Isaiah 44th, 45th. So much scripture says the Most High will have to destroy those who have tricked the people into bondage. Did you hear what I said, my brothers and sisters? Trick the people into bondage, that he might finally at last set his people free. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is freedom? It's not defined by the variant ideals. Every man walking according to his own self-will and his own presumptuousness. In fact, my brothers and sisters, every presumptuous idea that men conceive is only what men have done toward blinding their own minds and hearts. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has declared throughout the scriptures what indeed is the path after which he will at last open the eyes of his people. But most, my brothers and sisters, have never heard it. And most, my brothers and sisters, have desired, especially those in power, have preferred that you never know, that they continue, my brothers and sisters, to exploit you by misleading. They've taught such doctrines as rapture, a lie. They've taught such falsehoods as if to say that when men die, that those who are faithful go to sky heaven, lie. We've talked about a lot of that over the last week. But they tell you a lot of these things that men trust. Men give their trust to leaders, my brothers and sisters, who themselves were never saved, who themselves, my brothers and sisters, never were truly devout in their seekitude for the One Most High. I can only tell you that the scriptures relate again and again, and I say it again, the Most High has a plan for restoring his people to indeed what is a covenant. Even a covenant, even a pure and perfect truth, there will be a blessing to all nations. Most High has a plan. Yes, indeed, he has a plan. Rulers prefer that you never know it. Because to know what is the plan is also to know. I say to my brothers and sisters, to know what is the plan is also to know that those who profess in this world, so many who profess in this world to offer you the knowledge of it, have never taught it to you. I have not called this show Hidden Gospel Revealed without a reason. I didn't call my website hiddengospel.com without a reason. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. We talked on last week about scriptures in Isaiah 55th chapter. 55th through a lot of what's related to the 62, a synopsis of it all. And what we found is that it is promised that Messiah will declare to a people, people, my brothers and sisters, that though the Most High has promised that he will bring forth of a people an offering unto himself. I said an offering acceptable unto himself. That there is one who must surely come, even the Messiah himself, who must surely come to deliver his people, that they might indeed be a covenant to the nations. That they might indeed, my brothers and sisters, give what is righteous rule to all the nations. But again, my brothers and sisters, scripture relates that there's someone who must come to do this. But the one who comes to do it has to be honest also with the people, even his own people, to have to declare to them, to tell them directly, their thoughts have not been likened to the thoughts of the Most High. Their ways have not been likened to the ways of the Most High. I'd like to read a little bit of that scripture to you and then carry it forward to look at some other scripture that correlates to the same. Even some scripture, my brothers and sisters, that I speak often to about on this show, but perhaps need to be examined with a little bit more scrutiny. I'm looking at Isaiah 55. I said I'm looking at Isaiah in the 55th chapter here. And what it reads is Messiah speaking to his people, saying, calling out to them, behold, everyone that thirsts, come to the waters, come to the truth. He has no money, come buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? What is saying to them, my brothers and sisters, is saying to our people, Isaiah 30, what does it say? That tells us that we would be found in the latter days, so many of us, taking counsel but not from him, offering offerings but not of his spirit, adding sin to sin. Like I said, it's a sin not to take his counsel. It's even worse sin, my brothers and sisters, to associate such false counsel with Yah himself, even counting such inconsistency as if it were an offering acceptable. Scripture tells us in advance that he told us in advance this kind of worship is in vain. The worship of those who sit still, stagnant, never converted. False sons, because they would not hear the law of the Most High. Most High says upon such as this, there will be a great, my brothers and sisters, wrath. A breaking like the breaking of a potter's vessel, it says. It's broken without pity. My brother says, only for the purpose of awakening the people that they finally realize the Most High, by no intent, by no means, has any intent to preserve the misconceits of man. It says, behold, all of you that thirst, come to the waters. He who has no money, come buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money. Talk about, my brothers and sisters, truth. Truth from the Most High. He asked them, why do you spend money for that which is not bread? They say they take their riches on the back of camels. In Isaiah 32, a people will not profit them at all. A brother and sister, let me tell you something. This so-called religious industry is of an untold monetary exchange across this world. And many of them are brothers and sisters who prefer that men never know the truth, that they can maintain the exploitation. Because if the truth were known, those who lie, my brothers and sisters, and made it their avocation to continue to comfort the people in their vanities, brothers and sisters would be suddenly put out of business. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, they have no intention for there to be a genuine healing in this world. More concerned about prop pulpits and thrones than they are about the reconciliation of a people. They chose it in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, to call it a word they would seek to deny, rather than telling you the truth that would set you free. So Messiah asks, why do you spend money for that which is not bread, in other words, not true doctrine? And your labor for that which does not satisfy, in other words, Most High will not be pleased with it, nor will it nourish your own soul unto salvation. Messiah comes saying, listen diligently to me. You eat that which is good, and your soul shall be delighted in delicacies. In other words, my brothers and sisters, that which is precious before Yah. He says, incline your ear and come to me. Listen to me. I remember that. He says, those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. I didn't say another. He says, he would come forth saying, listen to me, O ye isles, and hearken to me, O ye nations. And your soul shall live, and I'll make you an everlasting, I'll make an everlasting covenant with you. A covenant, a testimony as to the righteousness of Yah. He'll make an everlasting covenant with those who observe and uphold that everlasting testimony, even showing them the sure mercies of David. Our brothers and sisters, the beloved King David was a man who, upon hearing the reproof of the Most High, chose to repent and seek the will of Yah. Well, my brothers and sisters, our people are going to have to learn to do the same. When it says at 55 and 4, I know what it says in the King James Version, but I'm going to tell you what the scripture is actually saying. It's actually saying the Messiah will come saying, behold, I will deliver you. I will give you up. I will raise you up. I will teach you. Hebrew word forgiven there, Natan. Means the Most High will show his people how to be again true to one testimony, true to the pure covenant unto the Most High. Giving for a witness to the nations. In other words, one testimony to all the nations. He did not say many testimonies among all the nations should be called the testimony of Yah, but one testimony to all the nations should be acceptable. My brothers and sisters, the restoration of a covenant is not after the diversities of men, but the righteousness of Yah. He says that one rule, that is the gospel, the word beyond all the nations. He said that rule, my brothers and sisters, should be a ruler and a leader to the nations. And he says, because the Most High is who is faithful. We will find that in Isaiah 49. He says, because of him who is faithful, he says his people shall call forth nations that they knew not. He made declarations to nations that they knew not. And nations that knew not the way of righteousness, the way of righteousness of his people. Shall run and seek you. I said, seek your righteousness, the righteousness the Most High gives through his Messiah. The one he said, all nations and him to the nations seek, and his rest shall be glorious. He shall not fail nor discouraged, but be discouraged till the isle, till he's brought forth righteousness in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. What does the scripture say concerning the last days? The Most High looked, and he saw none who understood. Not understood, my brothers and sisters, understand the machinations of all the Most High has planned in the earth. The ability, my brothers and sisters, not only to see the plan, but to recreate it. He says the people, my brothers and sisters, will be true to him. Will rebuild, if you will, the old ruins, the desolations. How about restore the ways, the ancient ways of many that have been lost for many generations? He said, if you keep my Shabbat, the days in which he's consecrated, that we must seek his perfect will. He said, these, my brothers and sisters, will he will feed with the inheritance of Jacob, his father. He didn't say any other. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men, even though the scripture said in the book of Hebrews, stated also in Psalm 95, says the people who will not know his ways shall not enter into his rest. Say, if you're strangers to the commonwealth of Israel and the covenants of the promise, he said, you're without hope, without Yah, without the Messiah, lost in the world. There are many today, my brothers and sisters, who say they are Israel after all the varying differences of the whole world. My brothers and sisters, has this world really truly discerned how the Most High defines Israel? I one time asked the Most High, what is Israel? And he told me that's a conscience that he will have to restore again in the earth. How do the men presume that they are that people that speak no lies, no false doctrine, do no iniquity? I said that do no iniquity. And my brothers and sisters, are they truly free with none amongst them to dissuade or harm? That's what scripture defines Israel as a people made free in the latter days. Zephaniah 3:13 says such. So we say, my brothers and sisters, that amidst so many differences whereby the people walking after what flatters their own vanities, saying that they can walk after and defend whatever false rule they will, whether they want to realize it's false or not. So men say, my brothers and sisters, that what the Most High calls freedom, or again, my brothers and sisters, since every lie man believes, is an obstacle against the center of greater dimensions of truth. Has all of this, my brothers and sisters, only been bondage? And that men have not discerned how to find the way to freedom. And what the scriptures say in Isaiah 44, their imaginations, in fact, have dulled their senses. The men have not discerned that what they have trusted most, the path they've chosen to follow, have been falsehood, even deceiver. So the Most High have to send Messiah, my brothers and sisters, to prove foolish the ways of those that men have called wise. Have to send shepherd to establish Jerusalem, a city of peace upon a foundation, to show men past all the crooked paths that they have made, after which they should not, cannot ever know peace, it says Isaiah 9. The men may know from the right unto the west, there's none but one path unto salvation, only one makes a savior, and it is Yah. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Most High has planned, as people shall see beyond all the dishonor and the blasphemy of misrepresentation. And his people shall be made a people glorified after the invariant light, honorable Most High, because the Holy One who is faithful, as the scripture says in Isaiah 49. We'll get to that in a moment if time allows. Scripture says, seek the Most High while he is near, and when you find him, call to him while he is near. And let those whom my brothers and sisters have been erring in judgment forsake their way and the wicked man his thoughts, and let him return to the Most High, and we have mercy upon him and upon let him return unto our Most High, even the Most High Yah, and he will abundantly pardon. For the Most High says that the varying thoughts of men are not sure. He says, my thoughts are not like your thoughts, neither my ways like your ways, says the Most High. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts, my ways, and thoughts higher than your ways. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and return not thither, but waters the earth and brings forth to sprout and gives seed to the sower and breath to the eater. He says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth and shall not turn to me void, but shall do that for which I planned, it means accomplishing completely all that for which I sent it. But has that been true of the words of men? Shall men then say, my brothers and sisters, they can walk after another path and still find fruition? Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern that path the scriptures say few find. And my brothers and sisters who will discern that it's a multitude of false testimonies on the part of men. Men who refuse to take all things the Most High said in consideration that have been the obstacle. I told you again, the Most High said to me directly that what I must do for him and for the cause of his people is to tell you things that men otherwise would not. He sends prophets to speak what others would not. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, to reprove all sin, all that has divided our people. Bring all things to remembrance. I have to ask then, my brothers and sisters, after what spirit have men talked about a covenant whereby there's no remembrance of what the Most High foretold of old? My website, hiddengospel.com, has articles on it like the one called The Secret City Prophecy that brings to remembrance of what the Most High said of old would be the plan by which he would bring back his people. It's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectations. It declares who shall do it, how he shall do it, who Messiah truly is, according to all the scriptures, according to all the prophets, according to everything written from Genesis to Revelation. The Savior, my brothers and sisters, purpose of which he comes that most have not known. What indeed is what the scripture I call the Gospel of Shiloh, what's written in Isaiah 49, concerning the one who must regather the peoples. And my brothers and sisters, the only way you regather the people to the will of one is they must convert beyond the misconceits of the many. Let us look, brothers and sisters, for a moment, the time that remains, at Isaiah in the 49th chapter. I said Isaiah in the 49th chapter. Messiah speaking to a people. Read Isaiah 48. He says, they call upon his name, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. A people that must be refined. A people who must discern who it is the Most High declared to destroy this Babylon and all the mass misrepresentations that have misled his people. To show the people the way they should go by restoring a word that is from the beginning. that men might again know peace. That my brothers and sisters, that men might discern that there's no peace while men walk after the way of the lawless, the partialities and the pluralities and the presumptuousnesses that have seemed for so long wise to men so often negligent and derelict in the duty. So it says in Isaiah 49, Messiah will come forth saying, what? Listen to me, O ye isles, and hearken, ye peoples, of even all the nations afar off. So sometimes calling from the womb, and some scripture even related him as that one, the scripture said he would call from a far land, Israel being always the focal point. He said in other days he would call from a land to the west. We read Hosea 11:5-12. He says he called forth his people, and his son shall come trembling from the west. Isaiah 24:10-16 says in the latter days he's bringing the people from a Babylon that is to the west. Scripture says the time will come, men will know from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but Yah. Well, it means all polytheist systems, even the polytheist systems of the west will understand there's only one Most High, and all the various standards of men have only been folly. So in Isaiah 49, he says, listen to me, O isles. Hearken to me, O ye people from afar. The Most High calling from the womb. Yes, there's a man among the people. Scripture says in Isaiah 48, who is there among you who can declare these things? From the body of my mother, Scripture says he's made mention of his name, meaning he's born with a title that declares his purpose. Made his mouth like a sharp sword. My name. Oh, the Scripture says he had on him a name which no man knew but he himself. Called himself the Word of Yah. It said, out of his mouth come a sharp two-edged sword. The Word of Yah is like a sharp two-edged sword that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. And also, my brothers and sisters, discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart, because the Most High first reveals his thoughts, his ways, and his intents, that the thoughts and intents of men, my brothers and sisters, might be discerned. It says, name my mouth like a sharp sword. Call me by name. Name releases that he is like a sharp sword. He is the Word of Yah. More than the words, my brothers and sisters, here relate, he comes as the Word made flesh, indeed the Word of Yah. Indeed, the thoughts of the Most High, that those who follow after him, he gives power to become sons of Yah, delivered from the misconceits of man. He says, he hid me in the shadow of his hand, made me a polished shaft, even a polished shaft, my brothers and sisters, even like a chosen bowman, and kept him close in his quiver. He said to me, thou art my servant, the servant of Israel, in whom I will be honored. The Most High should be honored. And Messiah should say, then I realized I labored in vain. I spent my strength for naught and in vanity. In other words, he realized the need to see and help others also to see beyond the vanities of man. Notice the scripture says he did not discern this until the Most High called. Isaiah, in the 45th chapter, says this is one. Most High's call to awaken him to become the servant of the Most High, even the servant of his people Israel. Though at one time he had not known him. The script says the Messiah will come saying, then I realized I had labored in vain. And I spent my strength, if you will, after worldliness, for nothing and in vanity. Yet surely now the justice, the righteousness is due to me. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, righteousness is due to him. Is in the book of Enoch. Messiah is called the heir of righteousness. In other words, he says, but now the justice due to me, the promise that is given to him, is the promised one to whom righteousness belongs, under whom, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he restored righteousness for the sake of his people. See, now the justice due to me is with the Most High, and my reward is with my Yah. My brothers and sisters, Isaiah 41, the scripture says, they who wait for this one shall be renewed to strength. Given power to become sons of Yah, shall see beyond all the vanities of the nations, the kings to be made as dust before his sword, before the truth of his word, and driven stubble before his bow. Scripture says the same thing of him in Malachi 4:2, calling him the son of righteousness that arises. You say you discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked. In the day this one arises, he said the wicked should be dust on the soles of the feet of the righteous, ashes under the feet. In the day the Most High should do this. In the day, man, my brothers and sisters, truly discern again what is the law that the Most High, even Messiah himself, gave Moses. To understand what I'm talking about, please look at Revelation 15th chapter. It says that those who redeem, who overcome the world, will sing the song of Moshe and the song of the Lamb. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 10, it says Moshe got his law from Messiah himself. 1 Kepha, Peter, 1:10-11, said all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that was in them. Shall we not, my brothers and sisters, or shall we refuse to understand that the word of Yah is a constant? Most High said to him, you are my servant, the servant of Israel, whom I be glorified, honored. And my brothers and sisters, the scripture says again, this one would say that the Most High formed him. I didn't say that he was, his conscience has been shaped after the ways of men, the abominations of man. Hey, think about it. Like I told you before, Psalm 14, Psalm 53, scripture says men have been abominable, men misshapen then after the misconceits of another, not discerning either beginning or end in terms of what indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declared must come to pass, that unto Yah, my brothers and sisters, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Under the authority, my brothers and sisters, the Most High gives his Messiah. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear to the glory of Yah, his Father. But my brothers and sisters, says, Most High formed him from the womb to be his servant. It says to bring Jacob back to him. That Israel be gathered to him. Because he has discerned what is honorable before the Most High. And Yah, I did not say, my brothers and sisters, he has not sought the world for his strength or for his discretion. Scripture says, he will not judge what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, but after the Spirit shall reprove for the meek of the earth. And then when the wicked, the lawless, those who uphold fallen standards are no more, then shall the knowledge of the earth cover, the knowledge of the Most High cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And unto him shall all the nations seek beyond all their rulers, that there might be peace. Blessed they will understand this. He says, it's a lighter task that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes, to raise up, restore the tribes of Jacob, to restore, to preserve those who remain, the remnant of Israel. But my brothers and sisters, it says, I will also give thee, I will make of thee to be a light to the nations, all the nations, that you might be the salvation. How about the deliverance of all people, beyond all partial and polluted standards, unto the purity and the conversion unto the righteousness of Yah, even to the ends of the earth? One standard, my brothers and sisters, is a holy one, not a multitude of many. All these various churches claiming they have their own testimony, their own faith. My brothers and sisters, only one testimony is faith beyond all the misconceits of man, and blessed they will understand that whoever says otherwise is a deceiver. Look what it says, my brothers and sisters. Thus says Yah, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom men have despised, him whom the nations have abhorred. Many, my brothers and sisters, the true righteous of Yah, the rulers of the world who would exploit mankind, have preferred that men never know. This one, my brothers and sisters, who has been a servant of rulers. Kings shall see him and arise. Rulers shall also come to worship. I didn't say that they had before. Because of Yah, in other words, they said, once we put down here worship, how about they so supplicate and bow down before him? Because the Holy One, my brothers and sisters, Yah, even the Holy One of Israel, who is faithful, who has chosen thee. How about, brothers and sisters, the scripture said the one in Isaiah 55 would make his people again honorable? Well, thus says the Most High, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, in a day of salvation have I helped thee. In other words, he would come to help, strengthen, restore his people. What does it say in Isaiah 61? Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Spirit of Yah is upon one who is meek and humble in his heart, that he might speak to those, my brothers and sisters, who realize the need to seek so much more. Preach good tidings, my brothers and sisters, to the meek, to open the eyes of those who have been blinded, who thought after the misconceits of the world they did see. He says, an acceptable time. Read Isaiah 61. He will bring forth the gospel, the word that reproves all the nations, declares the reign of the One Most High, the true rule, the sovereign rule of the One Most High. Same story, my brothers and sisters, is concerning what Messiah must do to regather his people, to restore his people unto the righteousness of one. He said, I will preserve thee, those who would be a habitation for his spirit, for his word, his true word, my brothers and sisters, and not the misconceits of another. It says, in the day of the salvation would I help thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a light, a covenant, a witness to the people. Same concept, my brothers and sisters, back in Isaiah, also in Isaiah 55, to raise up the land, to restore the earth, to make my people to possess and inherit the desolate heritages. In other words, wherever there has not been light, where there has not been the restoration, where there has not been the covenant. And believing, my brothers and sisters, no double-minded ideas of covenant with Yah. His people shall possess and give rule to the land, even shall rule over those lands wherever, my brothers and sisters, wherever it is, that a man might lift up his eyes to praise Yah, saying to those who are bound to go forth, say to those who hide in darkness. In other words, many of my brothers and sisters have not stood up before men in the righteousness of the Yah declares and expects of his people. Saying to those who hide in darkness, who are afraid that they would make themselves a prey if they stood up for righteousness. He says, show yourselves. He said, this is the people that shall feed in the paths. And where there were barren heights, they shall find pasture. Yes, my brothers and sisters, this is the true flock of the Most High who follow a shepherd, who will lead them beside the still waters and lead them to green pastures that they might live. Truth and righteousness in the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that they might be protected against the wolves. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the wolves in sheep's clothing, as so many of these pastors have been. He said, this people shall not hunger nor thirst. Neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he who has mercy upon them will lead them, and he will guide them even by springs of water. This past week, we talked about this scripture, showing that it is Latter-day prophecy, Revelation 6:12, talking about what happens, that great earthquake that happens at that great city. Talks about the one that's called the angel from the rising sun, who is the one called the king of the east. Words reiterated, my brothers and sisters, at Revelation 16:12-21, just like they are at 6:12, Revelation 7:17. Speaking about how at that place, at which all the various principalities, rulers of all the nations shall be gathered, Messiah shall expose them all in their unrighteousness. The one before whom he drives up the rivers is the one before whom he said in Isaiah 44 going into 45 that he would expose all the rulers as foolish. Show that all the foundations upon which the nations have stood to be the words, my brothers and sisters, of those not true. The words of those not true to the true will of Yah. That their words were uncertain and not righteous. Not the gospel, not the sure message. Remember, Most High said his message, his words, shall not return to him void. He shall accomplish all of that for which he sent his words, according to his plan, proving foolish, my brothers and sisters, and inviolable all the variant designs of men. And all those who would speak another path, my brothers and sisters, not only have they not known salvation, but have taught men unto damnation. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern quickly the right way that they might repent. I can only tell you that the scriptures in Revelation, 7th chapter, talk about the one called the angel from the rising sun, the one called the king of the east, who has the confirming seal of the Most High, the knowledge of a covenant, gives the covenant, the witness, the testimony of the Most High to his people, will say, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, for the sake of those, my brothers and sisters, who will be confirmed that they will serve Yah. I did not say any of the partialities and pollutions that are the misconceits of man. Of misconceits of the rulers of the nations, who he must expose in their pretentiousness. Scripture says that one, my brothers and sisters, will, for those who overcome the marks of the beast, the variant miscreant standards of the nations. He says that people, my brothers and sisters, who will be purged and purified from all international allegiances to follow after the will of one. Receiving the Holy Spirit, the testimony from above is beyond all the testimonies of this earth. He says that people he will confirm and seal as the true servants of the Most High. Yes, to be a light. First Israel, and then a light. First the restoration of Israel, and then a light to all the nations. And he said again, my brothers and sisters, these would be the ones who came out from all the tribulation of the earth. For wherever men have been subject to authority, misruling authority, not true under Yah, it has only been trouble. It's only been contentions. Never been peace. And never been the promise. Never been true faith. And again, my brothers and sisters, we read at the Revelation 16, 7th chapter, 16 through 17th verse, we find it again. They shall not hunger, nor thirst, nor the sultry heat smite them. Yes, my brothers and sisters, but he who has mercy upon them will lead them. And by the springs of water shall he bring them. I can only tell you that scripture, at Revelation 7:16 through 17, Isaiah 49:10, speaks of the Most High bringing his people again through troubled times and places. They be restored as his people. And same kind of ideas reiterated when he said it'd be like the days of Moses of old, when he smote the flinty rock and waters gushed forth. But brothers and sisters, he talks about preparing his people. And beyond all misconceits, they should be prepared to receive a continual flow of the wisdom and the righteousness of Yah. The mind, my brothers and sisters, is no longer cluttered. For every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. Every half-truth men believe, drawing hasty conclusions, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes acts as an obstacle against them even realizing the need to seek and to ask for the greater dimensions of truth. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. For what they think they know, not giving consideration to all that he has spoken. Most High has told me that was not wisdom at all. Most High will compel his people, my brothers and sisters, through Messiah, the rememberer, to remember all things. All things that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. And men will discern that all those who are not compelled to do so, caught off guard, will not be prepared as they should have been. The Messiah should come upon them suddenly, as a thief in the night. Unexpectedly, suddenly. But my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who say that however he shall come, let him come. That whoever will, my brothers and sisters, survive the days of wrath to come and will be found worthy, shall be an offering to the Most High. And that is their utmost priority. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that till the manifestation of a kingdom pleasing unto the Most High has become one's utmost priority, he has not sworn a true vow unto the Most High. Whoever does not have a love of the truth or would seek to be justified or that others be justified after a lesser standard, my brothers and sisters, have not sought what indeed is merciful. For my brothers and sisters, the preservation of a lesser standard could never be the reception of the full gift of Yah. I want you to understand something. Most High has a plan. Yes, even my brothers and sisters, I've even seen it. A list of the magnificent glories that he has promised to bring to bear for a people that will be true to him. And the only way my brothers and sisters, the world can receive all the magnificence of that gift and promise is that the hearts of men, my brothers and sisters, not only be willing to receive that the gift exists, but what is necessary to bring it to bear and to preserve it. For wherever it is, my brothers and sisters, men seek to be justified by a lesser standard. They rob themselves and others. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have said, after what has given license to a multitude of exploiters, that they were free? Religious freedom, the Most High said men had freedom to go whichever way they will and still yet be saved, delivered, made one, made whole, acceptable. Think again. My brothers and sisters, ask the Most High to show you the truth of his ways. Ask that he show you the path that he has foreordained and established. I can only tell you that Isaiah 66 says he's going to have to show the corruption amidst all your churches. 45,000 denominations, a multitude of different churches, and the church is supposed to bring people out from the ways of this world. People say there's strife and divisions among us. We are worldly. He said, in the name of the Most High, we all speak the same thing. No divisions among us. The divisions among us, my brothers and sisters, are not a manifestation of the Spirit of Yah, but the intrusion of lies, false ideals, false premises. A spirit, my brothers and sisters, that is not holy. How do men say that after the multitude of differences they see, just because it seems that the words that they've heard to them, not knowing the whole truth, have seemed wise? How men, my brothers, do men so quickly say they've come out from the world while they're still in the midst of institutions that would never tell you the whole truth, that would preserve so much of the double-mindedness of the nations, and in fact, my brothers and sisters, refuse to admit in so many ways the multitude of differences we see among us cannot be a true calling out from the world. But in fact, my brothers and sisters, are Babylonish worldliness. Like I said, every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the very greater dimension of truth. Where every false representation of Messiah is just another idol to keep people from discerning the truth of Messiah as he is, who will discern it in this time. I pray the Most High, yes I do. I pray the Most High that the eyes would be open, the ears would be unstopped. The Most High does whatever he deems necessary. I said whatever he calls necessary. That men discern that what men have called freedom after the diverse ideas of a captive people. When they talk about government of, for, and by the people, if the thoughts of the people have not been the will of Yah, brothers, whose will have men walked after? If the will of men, my brothers and sisters, has not been true to the one will of Yah, after how many false paths have men walked and said that they were free? My brothers and sisters, what the scriptures say, that men would turn away from the common salvation that was once delivered to the saints and turn to their own licentiousness. In other words, men will be turned toward lawlessness. Of course, the leaders will tell you back and tell you after whatever they present to you that it was freedom. They see it to their advantage. And even many of my brothers and sisters said in Isaiah 28, who seem to be reprovers. Scripture says they eat immoderately. They blind the people that they will not hear the word by which he would cause the weary or the indiscriminate to find rest and peace and strength. To be revived. Well, yes, my brothers and sisters, of course they would tell you that what they teach you is freedom. Would you follow them if you knew what they offered you was only bondage, confusion and destruction? A liar, the devil, my brothers and sisters, doesn't tell people that he's out to trick them. Revelation speaks about a system having horns like a lamb, Revelation 13. A system, a false form of worship, represented by what has horns like a lamb, seems to be Messiah, but still speaks of the dragon. Still murderous of human souls and definitely not a savior. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand the need to exceed this misrepresentation the men have called among the churches? Even among those who call themselves Hebrew Israelites today, there's many misleaders. Or else, my brothers and sisters, we'd already be one. We would discern the gospel of Shiloh, the one unto whom all must gather. And the only way they can gather under one covenant, my brothers and sisters, they be converted beyond all the misconceits. Messiah, according to Scriptures in Isaiah 49, comes as a man who appears as all others, or else he would not be so easily concealed. I want you to understand something. Do you really believe that the rulers, my brothers and sisters, would prefer that you come to one who speaks the truth, or would they prefer that you never hear such a one? Even seeking to ridicule one who would speak such truths, seeking to guard themselves and their so-called flock against the words of one who will speak the greater truth to you. What are they afraid of? Ah, my brothers and sisters, it's a shame that they would seek to keep people in bondage as long as they can. What do they expect to be the reward for what they do? Do they think the opportunity to repent will be given to them when they did the things that they did treacherously and in so many ways knowingly? I can tell you now, there are those who claim they don't know what I teach, who I've directly spoken to, or sent as much as 5 and 10-page letters to, that in some way they have somewhat responded to. Claiming not to know what I teach, why are they then so vehement about assuring that others don't hear it when there's nothing in my testimony? I said nothing in my testimony that they found a way to ridicule at all. They prefer that you not know what I speak, because if you suddenly find out what I teach, you begin to ask them questions as to why they have not spoken to these things. I tell you now, the greatest truths are not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving full consideration to all the Most High has declared, has not been wisdom. Most High told me that such as this has not been wisdom at all. It doesn't come wisdom, my brothers and sisters, till you discern beyond the traps and the snares of those who hide the truth from you. Because those who hide the truth from you, my brothers and sisters, are your captives. It's not after the Spirit of Yah that they do this. For the Holy Spirit, again, seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. And what the Most High would reveal and bring to remembrance is very important, my brothers and sisters. For discerning the secret things that men have not been taught is to discern, again, the path. The path, my brothers and sisters, discerning the goal the Most High has intended, that men, my brothers and sisters, not be so easily misled. If you know the path, or can see what is the goal miles ahead of you, would you take another route, my brothers and sisters, when you had a direct and clear one? Like I say, the scripture says, men have made for themselves crooked paths, and they are paths, my brothers and sisters, against men discerning peace. Blessed they will understand the truth. Will understand that the restoration of a covenant demands, my brothers and sisters, that men supersede those who have hid the way of agreement from the masses. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Please check out my website. You will find articles there, like I said, the Secret City Prophecies. Our website is called HiddenGospel.com. Discern what the Most High said he would do to bring his people back. Or to check out the article, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Discern, my brothers and sisters, what men have forgotten concerning the expectation that was once the faith of the saints, concerning the saviors, but concerning the savior. And those, my brothers and sisters, said the ones whom the Most High said he would make saviors for the good of us all, concerted for the good of us all. Article called Gospel of Shiloh. Discern whom the Most High said he would raise up out of the tribe of Judah in the last days. I said raise up out of the tribe of Judah in the last days to regather his people. Discern, my brothers and sisters, what was that great tribulation that occurred 70 to 365 AD? Part of that greater tribulation is related to Jacob's trouble over that 2300 year period. The Most have not discerned what it is, lest they discern, my brothers and sisters, the bondage the world has been under. Article called, my brothers and sisters, Tribulation, 70-365 AD, HiddenGospel.com. Examine, my brothers and sisters, and discern the truth they hid from you. Remember the promise. Take that exercise, my brothers and sisters, in true monotheist thought that's related in an article there, or a bit of poetry there, psaltery, if you will, on their website, HiddenGospel.com. An article called Thoughts and Afterthoughts and Contradiction versus Diction. Discern the hidden things, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 45th chapter says Messiah will have to bring forth those things which are hid. Isaiah 44 through 45th speaks of the Messiah who would do so. Revelation 16:12-21 speaks the same. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says, let no man consider himself so wise, having then, my brothers and sisters, been truly regathered fully unto the Most High. Discerning beyond all the misconceits of man. They do not consider themselves so wise till Messiah comes to reveal the hidden thing that men have not considered. The many halfway paths, halfway ideals, brothers and sisters, men have called or thought to call wise. Did you hear me? So let no man consider himself so wise before the time. Having considered all the secret things then, the Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, to expose those who hide the truth from you. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5. Blessed those they who will understand it in this time. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, has been Edomiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you for all for listening. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, under his might, his honor, his praise, his strength, thankful for his promise always. Hallelujah.